This is AP News Minute.
The idea of default is wrong, and we shouldn't get anywhere close to it.
House Republican leaders are floating a new plan to counter an emerging bipartisan Senate deal on reopening the government and avoiding a default, but Democrats are blasting it. The proposal comes 3 weeks into the partial government shutdown and less than 2 days before the U.S. will be unable to borrow money to pay its bills. A Libyan charged in the deadly 1998 al-Qaeda bombings of U.S. embassies in Africa has pleaded not guilty to terrorism charges in New York. Abu Anas al-Libi kept his hands folded in his lap as the federal judge read the charges. The 49-year-old was captured during a military raid in Libya on October 5th. Also in court, former San Diego Mayor Bob Filner, who pleaded guilty to felony false imprisonment and 2 misdemeanor counts of battery. The plea came 6 weeks after Filner was forced to resign over claims of sexual harassment by numerous women. Sentencing is set for December 9th. And it's not your imagination. There really is a tighter squeeze on many planes these days. Major carriers are using thinner seats to pack in more passengers. Maggie Mazzetti, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.